I think they're getting there. They had a rough night the other night, but we'll bounce back. We'll make progress. We're going to give them plenty of opportunities to get better this week.
Victor got through yesterday already. Plans to practice today?
Yes.
Any limitations?
No.
Do you view Bullock as being here as your week one kicker, or is he competing for the starter's job?
We're looking for the best 53 in week one. If he's one of them, then we'll go with it.
Has anything changed with Josh that you've heard over the last week or so that affects his roster status after he comes back?
I've said everything that I'm going to say about Josh. I respect that you have to ask that question, but my comments stay my comments.
Ben, but last time we spoke to you about that, you know, or the first time you spoke about that, the news hadn't really come out yet that there were a lot more accusations against him. So, you know, I mean, don't you think it's fair to give an answer to that?
Again, based on the circumstances, I respect your question, but I've said everything I want to say on it.
So you won't say if you knew about those accusations when you re-signed him?
I made my statement.
Ben, what did you like about Randy that made him an option for you guys?
The ball jumped off his foot. He had a nice workout yesterday. He's has some experience, and he had a good workout.
Sorry, I have to ask one more. Just like by not commenting, people feel like you're being tolerant of domestic violence. I mean, do you see it that way?
Based on what I've said in the past, I'm going to stick to my comments. That's what we feel is best for the circumstance at this point in time.
Now, how tough has this week been for you with everything that's going on? Do you think it's the toughest week you've had as a head coach?
Toughest week I've had as a head coach regarding what?
Just everything that's going on around your team.
We had a tough week on the field. We're going to bounce back. We have a great day to go out here and get some work done and get better. And we'll respond. We'll bounce back.
Ben, Nat Burhey has an opportunity to step up with Darian down. Can you just talk a little bit about what you've seen from him so far and this opportunity he has?
Yeah, you know, Nat is a guy that he's a heat-seeking missile back there. He plays fast. He plays aggressive. He's bouncing back from an injury, and he's done a nice job getting in with the scheme. And so it's nice to see him out there. He had a good start on it yesterday in our jog through our acclimation practice. And I look forward to seeing him out there today in shells and tomorrow in pads.
What happened with Darian? What's the plan with him going forward?
Hey, we'll evaluate him week to week. He's going to be out this week, but we'll look at him again next week. He's getting a ton of treatment. It's important to him. He's going to do everything he can to get back as quickly as he can.
Is Harris practicing today?
Yes.
And Mikael Thompson still concussed?
Mikael Thompson will be out today.
Do you have an update on Will Johnson?
Same thing. We're looking at him week to week. That's all I have about Will at this time.
JT Thomas, and we keep asking this, but is he any closer to coming back? Or we're already here now approaching the third game. He hasn't gotten on the field yet.
Yeah, well, you'll see JT soon. He's very close.
Then continue on the line of the injured guys. Pugh and Apple come out okay yesterday. And is the plan to have them practice?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday is not a great barometer. With the acclimation, we just had pretty much a jog through. And they had some conditioning. But we'll know more today and tomorrow.
What has Brett Jones shown you, I think, on Saturday you ran the second team center? Mm-hmm. Going back to last year when you obviously had to adjust to a different league, different rules.
Yeah, first things first, he's dedicated. He's a guy that is fairly bright. He gets football, and he has a good physical demeanor about him when he's on the field. He plays behind his pads.
Coming out of the weekend with Victor, do you feel that he's in a different place right now than maybe he has been in the last couple weeks?
We'll find out more today and tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to seeing him. It was nice to see him in a uniform in pregame the other day.
What was the decision to have him go through the warm-ups?
It was a team decision, organizational decision.
Did that help his psyche, I guess? Kind of getting him back used to the game routine that he's been away from for the last couple of days?
I hope so.
Yeah, when you're practicing well but it's not showing up on game film, how do you judge whether you're having a good practice? Like, does it make it harder? Like, do you need it to show up, like, on Saturday for you to validate what you're doing? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you want it to show up in the game, but you keep practicing, you keep working at it. at some point in time the light's going to go on. You don't know when, but you just keep working.
With Victor, how important is it for him to get in that preseason game action, you know, be in a live situation like that?
Yeah, it's important. It's the game. It's that's what he's looking forward to, and that's what we're looking forward to seeing him do.
Is the goal this week for him, or is he looking to look further down the line?
Yes.
Ben, just can you talk a little bit about the differences you see in Casillas from last year to this year? I know you probably weren't watching him all that closely last year, but he seems like a very different player.
Yeah, he seems like a guy that's really taking ownership of the defense and really the team. He has some leadership qualities and capabilities to him, and he plays with a lot of energy, and you look for that in your linebacker group.
What have you seen out of Okwara? I think he got a couple snaps with the first team there on Saturday.
Yeah, he's definitely flashing. He's a guy that he takes his coaching, he takes his medicine that way, and he just gets better day by day.
What went into the whole decision for you about switching kickers at this point?
We saw a guy out there that had some experience, and we brought him in for a workout. He did a nice job, and we decided to make a switch.
Why was it important for you to have a guy with that experience right now?
That was just part of the evaluation. That was a factor.
Was Obarski's missed field goal a factor as well from the game?
You know, hey, we thank Tom for everything that he's done for us. He came in, he worked hard, he was a pro since the day he walked in the door, and we just decided to make a change.
Thank you.